So, yeah, root for Mexico. They're going to be U.S. partners anyway in the 2026 World Cup. So we're already sort of on the same team, which, given the current state of relations, is really kind of a mind blower. And speaking of Mexico, there's something happening there that could have a big effect on many people here. Mexico votes for a new president July 1st, and there are more than 11 million Mexican citizens living in the U.S. That means many of them are watching the race in Mexico very closely. Here's reporter Jude Joffe Block in Phoenix.
The Central Latino Market in Phoenix is a giant warehouse with vendors peddling everything from quinceañera dresses to cell phone accessories. There's a lucha libre wrestling match in one corner and a booth selling parakeets. But there's something unexpected here, a campaign booth for a Mexican political party.
Sí, buenas tardes. Estamos de la oficina de Morena, Arizona.
Volunteers at this political hub are trying to get out the local vote for Mexico's presidential election and their pick, candidate Andrés Manuel López Obrador. The kiosk is covered in Mexican flags and photos of the candidate, silver-haired and smiling. He was the mayor of Mexico City once and leans to the political left. People like Carmen Perez are fired up.
And so I'm confident that he's going to win, and I'm proud to be in the López Obrador team, definitely.
Perez is 26, grew up in Sonora, Mexico, and is a paralegal in Phoenix.
I was really excited when I found out there was an office for Morena here in the U.S.
Morena is López Obrador's party, which is fairly new and hasn't held the presidency yet. That appeals to disillusioned voters. Perez has never voted in her life, but will this time, and sits down with her ballot that came from Mexico via UPS. She marks the box for López Obrador. He ran for president twice before, but this year, his campaign caught fire. He's leading his rivals by double digits. Perez is giddy.
Pretty new and amazing feeling right now, and just knowing that it's for someone who I believe is going to really make a change in Mexico. And
many Mexican voters are fed up with corruption, inequality, and violence. López Obrador vows to get rid of corrupt business and political elites and slash government salaries. He wants Mexico to be self-sufficient in food and energy. But Perez also feels that López Obrador connects with regular people.
He goes out and meets the people. He is humble. He really wants to know what their needs are.
Perez left Mexico when she was 13 and has lived in Arizona ever since, half her life. She recently became a U.S. citizen, which made me wonder,
why vote in the Mexican election? You know, why is it important to you?
It is important to me because I still have family back there.
Plus, she visits Mexico often. But there's something deeper, her pride in Mexico and wanting to see progress. She says she can't shake something that Donald Trump said when running for president.
The focus of the last campaign was that Mexico was sending its worst. Well, we don't want to be the worst. We know we're not the worst, and we have so much potential.
But some fear López Obrador will hold Mexico back even more. Alfonso Ochoa is 41 and a stockbroker in Phoenix. He left Mexico 12 years ago.
There is this feeling in Mexico that things are a complete disaster or are in a bad shape, and I feel like it could get worse.
Ochoa worries López Obrador is a power-hungry populist who will damage Mexico's economy and democratic institutions. He remembers when López Obrador narrowly lost the 2006 election and staged massive protests.
He claimed to be the legitimate president of Mexico. He totally discredited the results.
Ochoa voted absentee for candidate Ricardo Anaya from a left-right coalition. Ochoa likes that Anaya is for free trade, but he's in second place. Ochoa is hoping for an upset.
Polls do not necessarily tell us the whole story. We know what happened with Trump and Hillary.
This is only the third time Mexicans have been able to vote for president from abroad. Participation grows with each cycle, but it's still tiny. Of 12 million Mexican citizens abroad, only about 180,000 registered to vote this year.
It's a missed opportunity.
Xochitl Bada is a professor at the University of Illinois Chicago who studies the Mexican diaspora. She says the voting abroad process has improved somewhat, but signing up is still too complicated. She says many potential voters likely gave up.
Who has time to spend 3 or 4 or 5 hours in different moments for all these multiple steps to finally get your ballot at home, just for voting. This system should be simplified.
Some immigrant advocates are also disappointed. They say the candidates haven't detailed how they'd help deportees returning to Mexico. It's something Carlos Bravo Regidor has noticed, too. He's a professor at the public research institute CIDE in Mexico City.
I don't think that any campaign has taken seriously the need to craft a message for voters abroad because there are so few of them.
Back at the political booth in the Phoenix Market, volunteers take a break while Carmen Perez entertains them with a song. She'd like to see more Mexicans here vote in future races, since after all, the fate of these two countries is linked.
In the long run, if we have a good economy and a good life for everybody in Mexico, that also affects the U.S.
Now that Perez sent in her Mexican ballot, she's hooked on voting. Next, as a new U.S. citizen, she'll vote in the U.S. midterm elections. For The World, Jude Joffe Block, Phoenix.